Alan Anapu lives in Fort Lauderdale now. He was 26 when he went up north to work on the sloop Clearwater in 1967. He and Pete Seeger first set sail 2 years later, making their way down from Maine.
Every night we got to sing, and because of Pete's draw, we got to sing to packed houses wherever we went. And mine were just calypso from where I had been sailing. I'd been sailing in the Bahamas.
Anapu says in those days, the Hudson River smelled like diesel. Seeger's mission with the Clearwater was to get people to pay attention to the issue of clean water.
Water in the Hudson River isn't going to be clean upstate unless it's clean down the state, too. It's one river.
In 1970, the boat sailed to Washington, D.C. to build support for the Clean Water Act.
It made me ride a bicycle for 10 years. I didn't own a car for 10 years. After I got off the Clearwater, I rode all over wherever I was going in Florida, between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, out to the Seminole Reservation, out to the Miccosukee Reservation.
The Clearwater was modeled on an 18th century Dutch sailboat. 10 years ago, it was named to the National Register of Historic Places. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never